Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your hosts, Leslie M. Scott Jones and David Von Strawn. And now, here's David and Leslie.
I'm going to change it up a little.
Charlottesville! It's Sunday! It is September!
What was that?
It's colder now.
It's muy frio, Charlottesville.
Second day of fall. We have all exercised our high school Spanish for our guests.
We are now out.
And now, out. Yeah.
Paco Rodriguez es estudiante.
Okay, so
Clint
has more Spanish than we do.
Hi! If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Homegrown, your local show about art here in the new and burgeoning Charlottesville. This is 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I am David Von Strawn, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. Nefarious Rucker, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Black Frodo. Slow guy with not-so-ugly feet, but...
Thank you for saying that.
Worn and experienced feet, trying to get through the darkness. Hashtag Trump's America. Trying to get through the darkness, And I thank you for coming in. September 23rd, second day of fall. Happy autumn. How you doing, Leslie? Lovely, loquacious, lascivious. Leslie M. Scott Jones.
I'm good. I'm a little raspy because I did a.
I wasn't.
I did a show last night. Greg Brown's CD release party.
And, oh,
yeah, and he asked me to come and
love the music and arts. Love to a repeated guest of ours on the show.
Yes, and he asked me to come and sing a little bit with him, but it was in a barn that had no heaters.
Say what?
And it was rainy and a little cold, so I'm a bit raspy today.
But you know, I'm singing in a barn.
You know what? If you pay me, I'll sing anywhere. Right, you know. Anywhere.
Got some money in that jar? That, all right, I'll be up.
Yeah, pass that thing, please. I need some money. Mama broke.
Is that something that just normally happens? You just go to shows just hoping that you'll be called on stage to like do an extra. Oh, if I must.
You know what? Since you asked.
You know?
No.
It's
Greg,
funny because I have the song sheet right here.
I have this already. Y'all know this? Key
B.
E-flat. E-flat.
Babe. Run it.
No, we had planned it for a little while. And so we did a couple of our blues numbers. So I was a little more raspy than this.
Woke up this morning and performed in a barn.
See, Clint got jokes this morning.
Didn't know it would cause my voice so much harm, cause I've been singing in the barn last night.
Okay. Greg is going to hear that, and he's going to make it into a song. I'm going to have to sing that.
Because I've been singing in a bar last night. I want royalties.
So that's why I'm still a little raspy today, but I'm making it work.
It's all right. That's what we do. That's what we do. Homegrown. We don't call out. We don't.
No, we play. We play hurt.
We play hurt. We come into this injured. We do it for y'all. We do it for Charlottesville. We do it for the art. We do it for the people. Speaking of the people,
yes,
we have very, very special guest on our show, Professor Esther Poveda, Professor Alicia Lopez Opere. Oh, say it again.
Lopez
Opere. Thank you. With Lulu, special guest.
See, there's a little accent on there that you missed, David. Opere.
I know. I practiced it too. Opere. Lopez Opere.
Muy bien, muy bien.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Well said.
Lo siento. And Professor Lillian Feitosa, which is on phone, but we're going to get to her later. We're talking about... She's on the phone right now. I was going to say hey and then introduce everything. How you doing, Lillian?
Oh, hi, good.
Good, good. Awesome. So we are talking about the SIP Film Fest 2018. contemporary women's visions from Spain, Italy, and Latin America. This is the second annual film festival going on downtown September 27th through the 30th at Newcomb Hall. Six films at UVA talking about various aspects of Latin America. This is the second one. That's what I said. Oh, at UVA and downtown. Isn't kind of the same thing? Kind of sort of. But anyway, six films. They're all going down to different places. Thank you for coming on to the show, and thank you for talking about it. So talk about it. Talk about how this all came together, and talk about how, yeah, talk about, first of all, how this came together, the first one. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to split up my questions because I may do long questions.
Buenos dias.
Yeah, buenos dias, Charlottesville. This idea came together 2 years ago with a group of faculty members at the UVA, Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese department. And we thought it would be great to bring recent films that people don't have access to through Netflix or through the movie theaters, because the selection of foreign film in movie theaters in Charlottesville is quite...
non-existent.
Exactly. So we thought it would be a great idea to do that. And we were just chatting in an office one day, and we got it going.
Esther got it going, so she needs to receive the credit for it. She's the engine. Mm-hmm. She is the one that is pushing forward and organizing us all in this group to put together this film festival. We're super proud that we're able to do it a second time. It was very successful last year, and nobody knew about it. We kind of rushed in the last weeks putting everything together. It was a big team effort, but Esther is our captain.
And it was a first experience for all of us. We had never organized a film festival, so the idea sounded wonderful, but the execution was a lot more challenging and yet rewarding than we ever anticipated. So it's been a fun ride.
We'll talk about that, because we're a show about art for artists, so talk about that. How do you organize a film festival? How do you get all these people together and collaborate and, like, you know, put the nuts and bolts
together? How do you get the films?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. So, well, last year was a little chaotic. Let's say that we were all trying to do everything at the same time.
Bring me a film! I'm away! Right now! I ain't got time!
Yeah,
we're trying to do this together.
Something like that. Yeah. So, you know, this year we're better organized. We work in comedies. So there's different groups within the group, and some people work in production, for example, like getting the movies, contacting the production companies in Spain, Italy, and Latin America.
Negotiating the fees, getting the actual DVD in our hands.
How difficult is that?
It is a challenge. Some people answer right away, and they're super communicative. Some people are very communicative at the beginning, and they kind of like disappear, especially in the middle of the summer.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah. So it's, you know, depends. But it's not an easy thing, I must say. You know, you have to negotiate the fees. You have to tell them that you're not charging people, and it's a community event because we don't charge for the movies, and we work with grants. So we don't have a huge budget to do it. And so, you know, you have to tell them that. Also, because we want to have recent releases, sometimes our festival is very small, and if they want to do like a foreign release, they want to go to a bigger festival. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of exchanges of emails and negotiating. But I must say, like, I have contacted directors through their Facebook page, for example, and some of them have answered right away and done things so easy.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, exactly. So,
And I admire your persistence in, like, that fight, because really that's what it takes. It's like, just keep plugging away and, like, hitting up as many people as possible, because at some point you're going to get enough people to make something happen. So we've talked about this. There's role in this. What does Alethea do? Mostly.
So this year I'm with the budget committee. So one of my jobs was to ask for money. So
very important job.
Yeah, we got funding from our own department, Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese department, and we got funding from other departments in UVA, the Media Studies Department, Women, Gender, and Sexuality, Latin American Studies, and then the Office of the Provost as well. And then we also got a little collaboration from Maya Restaurant and because my husband owns it. So.
Helps.
And we also
definitely
got
helps.
Some funding from the Institute of World Languages. So.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Institute of World Languages gave us a lot of money, too. So we get a little bit from these different departments and groups in the university. We get a small budget. So one of my jobs is being asking for money. And actually, you know, people are very generous when you ask for a little bit. And this is, you know, like a great festival. So, you know, you get a little bit from here, a little bit from here, a little bit from here.
Right,
so
right.
We got this amount of money that we used to pay for the fees and to make posters, to publicitize, also to cater, you know, on opening night, we're going to have some food.
Thursday night in Newcomb Hall, there's going to be a reception before, like, the opening of the actual film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're bringing for the first time a speaker who is going to talk about Latin American film. Specifically, she's going to talk about representation of Islams in Argentine film.
Mm.
There's been, like, filming about the shanty towns in Argentina and Buenos Aires, but there's been a movement out of those towns through workshops training people to use cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to talk about how they're represented from the outside, but also they self-represent from the inside. And that's going to be at 3:30 at UVA's campus in Gibson 211, if anybody wants
to. People forget that the Nation of Islam is all-encompassing and global, and it's not just in the Middle East. It's all around, so...
Yes.
Much love to emphasizing on that. How much time we got before a drop? No, we got time. All right, cool. So I did want to ask a question, and maybe Professor Feitosa, you can chime in on this as well. I noticed that usually when there are film festivals in Charlottesville, Latin film festivals, it's usually, again, all-encompassing. It includes men, women. Basically, if you're Latin, your film goes into the festival. However, you're focusing on contemporary women's visions. That's a deliberate choice. Talk about that and why it's important for y'all. Yeah, for all of y'all.
Okay.
Professor Feitosa, if you want to chime in as well, are you there?
Sure.
You want to start?
Yeah. Making the poster. Though I'm not like a designer, but I'm helping with that. And then it's interesting because we have family even help. Like my parents brought the DVD of the Brazilian movie.
Wow.
And one of the reasons why we want to do women writers is because they're not to begin with, there aren't a lot of women directors. There aren't a lot of women filmmakers, you can see just in the Academy Awards, and especially from Latin American countries or from Europe, from Spain. Mm-hmm. So we really want to feature those.
And in those cultures aren't necessarily encouraged to do so. So I appreciate y'all for, like, providing a platform for media like this. But continue.
Yes, and I mean, in the case of Brazil, we have several women filmmakers, and they really want to try to portray the women's experience and the struggles that they have. And the particular film that we're showing from Brazil is very, very, you can say, it has a very feminist perspective, very fascinating. That will be shown on Sunday, the 30th at 2 p.m. in Now Hall at the campus of the grounds of UVA. And they're all, I hope people come to that one.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Professor Boveda?
Yeah, I couldn't quite hear what Lillian said, but we felt that it was important to represent female filmmakers from our countries.
Mm-hmm.
And usually all these movies, you know, they're examples of intersectionality. You know, it's not only gender issues, but there is a lot about class and about race. So we wanted to bring in, you know, a different gaze, you know, a different way of looking at things.
Absolutely.
And open up fruitful discussions about all of these issues. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we teach language, we teach culture, we teach literature, and film is an art form that brings all of this together.
Are there talkbacks after every one of these films?
Yes. Each movie is introduced by someone. You know, it's either one of us, or we invite specialists from UVA to talk about them. And then there is a film discussion. So, yeah, it's not only showing the film, but, you know, talking about it afterwards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have professors and graduate students presenting this film. So we have professors from art department and also from history and graduate students doing their PhDs in film, in the Spanish and Latin American literature and film. So we're giving also, you know, introductions and discussions so the students can frame these movies, you know, like in a larger intellectual,
And sometimes the movies are not quite what students would go to see. You know, some of them are not action movies. You know, and in a way you have to.
I'm done. I'm out. I'm out. There.
I mean, I'm kind of generalizing, but it's not the type of film that they would go see on a Saturday night, right? And so those introductions also give them like cultural keys and explain why it's important to see these films.
Yeah, and again, you have to provide a platform for spaces that don't necessarily like cater to those films, because then nobody's going to like make those films if nobody, well, there's not a place that anybody's going to show them. Mm-hmm. But if you provide a place to show them, then they're going to come.
If you build it, they will come.
Exactly.
And we actually last year had a lot of community members that just found out through like maybe Civil Weekly and all the promotion that we did. And that was great because people just, because they were genuinely interested and wanted to watch foreign film and watch something different. So that was great.
So can you talk about the benefit of introducing people to foreign film, to exposing people to foreign film? Because like immediately I would think, oh, it's a way to expose yourself to another culture. It's a way to expose yourself to other values. But of course, we understand by looking at our own movies that the movies we produce are mirrors, but also skewed mirrors. They're skewed representations. I mean, because we constantly hear stories about people from other countries who say, oh, I know about America. I watch American movies. Everyone's running around with guns and everyone's, you know, everyone's gorgeous. And it's like, well, that's not really the way it goes. So,
at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about, is doing a festival like this about cultural exposure, and isn't that problematic in a way?
Well, it is, of course, about cultural exposure. We, as we were saying, we want the students to have the whole experience of being part of a community of knowledge, discussion, and, contrast of opinion. So it is very important for us that our students are not just studying Spanish or Italian or Portuguese with us in class, but that they're also exposed to real experiences. And this is, as we were saying before, you know, the gaze of the woman is very important because it's been traditionally marginalized, but also it gives a different vision and it's a different sensibility. It's a different way of approaching the world. So this is why we chose all of these stories. But it is problematic in the sense that we are exposing them to things, like Esther was saying, that they're not necessarily excited about. Like one of our movies is pretty slow. And then
very
another one is, there's different genres. There's going to be comedy. There's going to be drama. So
there are a couple of road movies. So we put a lot of thought and discussion on like picking different genres and different approaches so that people get exposed to a variety of ways at looking at our own countries.
And we know that they're going to feel uncomfortable and maybe bored. And also we want them to go downtown because as you were saying earlier, we're showing some movies on grounds at UVA. But we also show two of the movies on Friday night and Saturday night at City Hall. City Hall has been great because they let us use the auditorium for free. And it is important for us that the students take the trolley and go downtown. And have a different experience. And they're sitting there and hanging out with adults. And they're not just like with their fraternity brothers and sisters on grounds, you know, like that's a separate world from the Charlottesville community. So we are creating all of this experience for them to feel uncomfortable and out of their comfort zone. So Esther and I were debating, you know, discussing like, my God, this movie's a little slow and they're going to get bored. And and it's precisely that's the point.
That's the point.
That they're not watching always the same, you know, Netflix show that, you know, makes them feel good about themselves or reflect on the same things that they think about all the time with their friends.
This ain't Narcos.
This is, they love Narcos.
Yeah, I love Narcos.
I had to start watching it because I had students like kept asking me, so what do you think? It's like, I guess I'll have to start watching it so that I can tell you what do I think.
Yeah, but my students love Narcos.
But the opposite goes for the community. We wanted also to break down kind of like the division between UVA and the community. So that's why there's also films at UVA, and we encourage the community to come to UVA to watch those films.
And we're going to talk about that, but we need to we need to pay some bills. We'll come right back. We're going to talk about the film lineup. I want you to make that into a poster, by the way. SIP Film Fest 2018. We want you to be bored and uncomfortable. But no, that sounds horrible. Don't make that, Lillian, please. No, but we'll be right back. This is Homegrown. Drop!
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Cynthia Pérez Navarro, miembro del Chicken Band Collective, y estás escuchando Homegrown.
22 minutes past the hour, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David, that's Leslie, that's Clinton. Professor Alethea Lopez Opere.
Muy bien.
And Professor Lillian Vitoza. SIP Film Fest 2018. Contemporary Women's Visions from Spain, Italy, and Latin America. The second annual one. Six films at UVA in downtown. This September 27th through September 30th at Newcomb Hall. So let's talk lineup. Let's talk films. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the stuff.
I actually, so you mentioned a film from the Islam view. I am Muslim.
I guess that was my accent. So it's not about Islam, but about representation of the slums, like the shanty towns.
Oh
no,
the slums.
Oh, okay. And I apologize for. And that is actually a talk.
See, cross-cultural communication. Yeah. It's
but
important.
That happens
you
with us all the time,
happens,
you know. Like,
and that's why people need to, you know, listen to other accents.
Yes.
I guess. So, yeah, he's not.
Well, it's really nice to let people know that the nation of slums is more than just in the Arabian world, that you can find slums all over the place.
The nation of slums.
No, stop.
For real.
So, what is the lineup of films, and where can people see them?
So we start on Thursday, September 27th at 5 p.m. We have our opening reception. This is in Newcomb Hall. This is at UVA, so Newcomb Hall has a movie theater, and we're having a little reception. And then the movie starts at 6:30, so we're going to have a little introduction at 6:10, 6:15, and then after the movie, there'll be discussion. This is La Novia del Desierto, The Desert Bride, and this is a movie from Argentina. So this is Thursday night, and then on Friday... Esther, you should talk about that because you know the speaker.
Well, this is the Islam, not Islam. So there's going to be a talk about representation of slums, like shanty towns in Argentine film. And that's going to be at 3:30 Gibson to 11 also at UVA. And in the evening, there's going to be the Italian movie. In Italian, it's called Era d'Estate, and in English, it's Once in the Summer. And it's actually a movie done about mafia in Italy, but done from a female perspective.
Interesting.
And so the movie's at 8:30, Excuse me, the movie, well, the introduction is at 8, and then the movie will start around 8:10, something like that, at the City Hall, at the City Hall Council Chambers. Mm.
Yeah, and then we have two movies on Saturday, 2 p.m. At UVA again. This is going to be in Now Hall 101. This is the Mexican movie Los Adioses, The Eternal Feminine. And this is about part of the life of Rosario Castellanos, who was a Mexican poet. And then there will be also an introduction at 2. And this is going to be made by one of our graduate students,
yeah. Maria Esparza.
Maria Esparza, who is working on this author. And then at 8 p.m. again in City Hall, we're going to show El Olivo, which is a Spanish movie. That's the road movie we were talking about, The Olive Tree. This is by a very well-known female director, Itziar Bollaín. She's very, very successful in Spain. So we're going to have also an introduction and a discussion with Joan Britlin, who is also one of our graduate students in the Spanish department, and she's writing her dissertation on contemporary Spanish film. And the last movie, Lillian, you should talk about it because it's the Brazilian movie.
Sure. Can you hear me? The Brazilian movie will be also in Now Hall on the UVA grounds, Now Hall 101, and it's called Just Like Our Parents, Como Nossos Pais, and it's about generational conflicts between a woman and her mother and father and some family secrets. And it's very interesting because it portrays kind of like a little bit of the conflict between the 60s, the generations in the 60s, and the people who are adults now and how they see the world. So it's very it's a very interesting perspective, and it's inspired by a song. The title of the movie is a song that was very, very famous in the 70s in Brazil, and kind of saying, you know, we want to be rebellious, but we're just like our parents. And, and the woman director did a really good job of portraying like this rift, and also the how you can get in touch with your, you know, your parents and be different from them, but also be inspired too by their story. So, yeah.
Talk about it. Cool. Well, I'm so sorry. We're running low on time. We're actually behind. But thank you. Thank you so much for coming onto the show, for taking the time to talk about this film festival, and it's the second annual one, and I wish you many, many, many more, and I'm sure it'll just get more successful.
Yeah, thank you for having us, and I think we have a message for the community.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so my daughter Lourdes is here, and she's been coloring all the time, and
she looks so happy to be
she
here.
She just wants to encourage. She had a lot of fun. She wants to encourage people to come to the movies, Lulu. Yeah. Are you going to say something? Now is the time. You're on the radio. ¿Lo puedes decir en español?
Okay.
Aquí. Okay. No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. She got shy.
Okay.
So,
it's okay.
Por favor, venid a ver nuestras películas. Come see the movies.
See you next weekend at the festival.
All right. All right. Y'all take it easy.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, let's get into it. Here are some of the artistic events happening this week, currently running through January 27th. Reflections, Native Art Across Generations, an exhibition of the work of several contemporary Native American artists at UVA Braylon Art Museum. Currently running now through December 8th, the American Shakespeare Center. This summer fall season with just 4 plays. Emma Whipday's adaptation of Jane Austen's Emma. George Etheridge's The Man of Mode, or Sir Fuppling Flatter. And Richard III, and As You Like It, by Shakespeare. Currently running! Art exhibits by these local artists. Philip Marlin's Abstract by Intuition at the Charlottesville Writer House. Uzo and Joku's paintings at New Dominion Bookshop. Second Street Gallery's Teeny Tiny Trifecta, featuring 3 small works from a collection of artists, including locals like Stacey Evans, Eileen French, Michelle Gagliano, Lou Haney, Sam Gray, and more. Valencia Robin and Matt Smithson's show, got it right, of painting and animation, she said, he said, at New City Welcome New City Arts, Welcome Gallery, and Tim O'Kane's painting in the shows One Intention in a Troubled World at Chroma Projects Art Lab. These are all of the art exhibits.
What?
Shut up. I don't need no judgment.
Oh, no judgment.
Art exhibits going down in Charlottesville, downtown. So check them out. Currently running through September 29th, The Secret Rain. Hey, we talked about this.
I think last week we talked about this
with a local playwright by the name of Robert Ray at the Belmont Art Collaborative. They're doing it, a production of the Charlottesville Playwrights Collective. Today, the Virginia Clay Festival at William Monroe High School in Standardsville.
I
hope it's indoors.
Me too.
That's all I gotta say.
It's gonna be a little runny.
It's gonna be a squishy festival. Indeed. Enjoy the squishiness at William Monroe High School.
No.
In the parking lot, I guess. I don't know. September 25th, Signs of Change. Artist Lou Haney will lead you in an art-making exercise focused on the untold stories of African-American Charlottesville at Second Street Gallery. Also, September 25th, former guest Fred Shackelford reads and discusses samples from his new Charlottesville set mystery novel, The Ticket, at the Colonnades. September 27th, the UVA MFA reading series continues with grad students Anna Tomlinson and Katie Rice sharing their poetry and prose at the New Dominion Bookshop. I was like, what's going on back here? September 28th, Bent Theater Comedy Improv at the Bridge PAI. Oh, page four. September 29th, Chroma Projects in Albemarle County, Parks and Rec, collaborating with the Rivanna Conservation Alliance, the McGuffey Art Center, the Rivanna River Company, and the Lewis and Clark Exploratory Center. Jesus Christ, present the second annual Flow Arts Festival featuring performance artists interpreting the river along the river. Check out sevopodcast.com to our interview last year with organizer Deborah McLeod.
How do you interpret a river? How do you know how to say a river? You should know, Deborah, by now.
September 29th. Bring punk. See, this is what I go through. Like, just surround sound, like hate and shade.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
See?
Whatever.
Diminish my pain. September 29th.
I'm not.
Bring
I'm
poems.
Give you some pain
or
in a minute.
Music. See, this is black love right here.
Yep, show it.
It's like, just suck it up, boy. bring poems and music done by you or by others to the Charlottesville Writer House to help them celebrate the international events. 100,000 poets for change. That's a lot of poets. September 29th, a special Saturday tour of Excavations, the Prince of Julie Meretu at the Fralin Arts Museum. And for your music options this week,
free music options. All right, today, Prince, Platters, and Pints with Devin Sproul.
Ooh.
Hey, Devin, what's going on, girl? Say hi to BJ for me at Champion Brewing Company. It's been canceled due to weather. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, they'll reschedule it for next week. This afternoon, Sunday session at Stinson Vineyards with Bluegrass and Gallatin Canyon. This afternoon, Holly and Eric Hendrickson play James River Brewery in Scottsville. This afternoon, Charlottesville Chamber Music Festival continues with a concert at the Paramount Theater. Mighty Joshua and Zion 5 at Shabin at 4 p.m. On the 25th, we got Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar, Bob Huntington and Travis Elliott at Fellini's. On the 26th, Maddie Metcalf at Fellini's, the Tyler Dick Band at the Shabin, Bobbleheads at Dirty Nelly's. Funk? Oh, that's cute. I see what they did there. Functional, but it's spelled F-U-N-K. That's cute. Functional Electric at Rapture. The Weed Eaters at the Whiskey Jar. Neil Goodlow at Dirty Nellies, all on the 27th. On the 28th, South Canal Street at Cross Street Vineyards. Scuffletown at Chisholm Vineyards and Adventure Farm. On the 28th, hear the country music. The country music. The way it was meant to be played. Jim Wave and the Young Divorcees heading up Full Nelson Friday at Blue Mountain Brewery.
How have they been doing it?
I don't know. don't know. It just said the way it's supposed to be. I'm just reading. I don't know. I don't know what they've been doing, but apparently they're going to get it right this time. I'm just saying. Okay. Bob Bonetta at Fellini's Instrumental and Vocal Open Mic Night at James River Brewery. Rugged Arts Hip Hop Showcase at the Twisted Trance Tea Bazaar, also on the 28th. On the 29th, Annual Charlottesville Classic Guitar Festival and Competition presents workshops and performances at the Haven. This year's festival focuses on women guitarists. Awesome. The 29th, Charlottesville Symphony opens its 44th season. 44 seasons. That's like 45. With the rarely performed Viola Concerto of 1907 by York Bowen at Old Cabell Hall.
Fly to the Bumblebee or I ain't coming.
What?
That's my jam.
Okay.
Play it.
And now you know what I go through. Trombonist Matt Horn's band, The Musical Suspects, plays Fellini's. Also on the 29th, DJ Groovematic at Rapture. All right, now we have the big list. Okay, so every Sunday we have Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. The ATM Unit at Rapture. Songwriter Night at the Local. That's all Monday. Tuesday, the traditional session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pearson, Humberto Sales at the Bebedero every Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday. Here's the big list. Open mic night at Open mic night at Pro Ray, not a farm brewery.
Boom.
Open mic night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo.
Boom.
Jazz Collective number 9 at Felina's number 9.
Boom.
DJ and friends at the Bebedero.
Boom.
Bachata fusion at the X Art Park.
Boom, 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 boom.
502 Fossils at the Shabin.
Shabin.
The Mike Rosinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. That's Wednesday. Wednesday. Every Thursday, we have Lua at the Bebedero.
Oh, yes.
And every Thursday,
oh, you know what's going on.
John Durst at Miller's. All right. Whew. All right, we're going to break for a little station identification, pay half a bill, and we'll be right back.
Dear ones, this is Carmel Clavin of Spectacle and Mirth. You're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
38 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown. 94.7. WPVC.
What is the weird?
I don't know.
With the voice today.
I don't know.
I mean,
whatever
I know
happens,
why my voice is weird. I'm just wondering why yours is weird.
94.7 WPVC. The Wolfman Jack coming to you live, baby.
No, no, no.
No,
no, it's
no
not
Wolfman
that.
Jack?
No.
It's no Wolfman
not.
Jack?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I love Wolfman. I listened to him when I was younger, but no. No.
The progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. That's
David.
Leslie. Clinton on the boards.
What's coming up for on
Stay tuned! Past the hour, previously recorded. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I saw Dan here.
It's not previously.
No, no, we got a brand new Sunday morning wake
live.
Up call. Live, baby.
Live.
Live. They're going to talk about the guests. I see it. No, that's not it. But that's cool. All right, special guest, surprise guest,
surprise.
Mystery guest.
It's a surprise.
Stay tuned. I'm intrigued. You intrigued?
I'm curious.
I've never not known about the Sunday morning wake up call guest until today. But that's neither here nor there. We have to focus on our people.
Yes.
Ladies
yes.
and gentlemen.
Let's focus on our people.
So
the beautiful, the talented, with a voice like butter.
Oh Lord.
Honey soaked
yes.
butter.
Mr. Nathaniel Starr in the house.
In the house.
Yes. And here to talk about your new album and your release party.
The October 5th?
6th.
6th. From Porch Ridge Music School.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So talk about it. Talk about the project from then to now. Let the people know who you are because we know who you are.
So I go by Nathaniel Starr. I'm a local, but it's kind of funny because I haven't performed in Charlottesville as a feature artist for like 10 years. So it's good to be back. It's good to come soak up this love, you know? So the show on the 6th is is a special one to me. So we're going to be recording it. We're going to do like a little documentary style film about it. I have some incredible musicians helping me out. They go by the name of Kenfolk.
I was going to say, talk about
them. Oh, man. So Will Coles is the drummer. He's one of the baddest. One of the baddest. Mm-hmm. Munir, a good friend of mine, is doing the guitar for me. I do believe that your very own Leslie will be there singing as well with me.
Oh, I know she's going to try to cop some stage time. That's kind of what she does. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put you on, but you got to put me on, too. I get one song. She like an agent with songs. I get 10% of the performance.
Coming on the show was set up before the audition happened.
Nah, I'm just messing with you, Queen Bee. You know I love you. Okay. So let's talk about your style, first of all, because... I don't think a lot of cats are doing exactly what you're doing. So talk about it for the people and let them know what, when they come see the Thanos Star, like what exactly are they going to come see?
I don't know what you're going to see.
That's the interview, y'all. Have a good night. Thank you for coming to Homegrown.
But this album is different because...
Are you speaking of crack? Or are you speaking of, so this show, I'm going to be doing songs from crack and I'm going to be doing songs from another album called Kaleidoscope. They're definitely two different ends of the spectrum. Crack is an 80s album.
Right.
So the music has that feel, that nostalgia feel about it.
Mm.
Old slow R&B song on there that's like, you know, takes you back to the, well, hopefully takes you back to like the essence of what it's supposed to be about. Some skate songs, you know,
okay.
Put the skates on,
and
get the dance on. If you can still do it, I tried it the other day with my daughter, and listen, it's not what it used to be.
One leg went one way, one leg went the other.
Trust me, it's terrible.
It's hard.
Yeah,
oh my
God.
It's hard.
Yeah,
and, so I got a go-go song on there, and Kaleidoscope is more in the soul vein. I have some live instrumentation on that. All of the production, for the most part, on both of the projects is done by my collaborative partner, AJ, but he goes musically by Vintage Beats with Soul, very talented brother. He's also playing keys for me with the band as a part of Kenfolk.
Right on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I do you want to hear a song?
I want to hear many songs,
yes.
But we only got time for a couple. So let's play something from Daniel Star with Kenfolk.
So you want to do... The love song.
That's a love song.
Okay.
This song is called Where Would I Be? It's on the Crack EP.
But. Oh, there's a problem? Is there a problem? We're having.
Go ahead, just sit down.
And this is from which album?
This is from the Crack EP.
This is the 80s joint?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Trying to pick it up. When did you put that album out?
A few months ago.
Okay.
So this is the thing. So
are these like bookends, like kind of like juxtapositional bookends, Crack and Kaleidoscope?
No.
Because they sound so close together. I mean, you know.
Well, so, I, right. So, man, I work on so much music. Like right now, excuse me. I love the energy here, by the way, too. Like y'all are like, ooh, I need it too because it's early.
Yeah.
So AJ and myself, we're working on like 12 albums. At the same time, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, a few of them are mine.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on some stuff with other people. We have some stuff in a documentary, Tanisha's documentary about Black Charlottesville that's coming out.
Yeah. Legacy Unbroken.
Oh, man.
Coming to you. It's going to be amazing.
I love
you. You know
sister.
Tanisha's going to put a foot in it, and you know it's going to be fire.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you heard that trailer, that's me.
Nice.
I have another song there, so... A lot of music right now being made, man. A lot of different genres.
All right.
You know.
We got it up?
I think we got it up.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you, honey? Where would I be without you? Your patience, lay. There is no mistaking, babe.
royalty, the definition of loyalty. There's nothing I won't do for you. Everything I do for you, ride for you, baby. I live and die for you, baby, baby. Easily overdosing on you, could dive into an ocean of it. I'm about to dive deeper, baby. Watch out, I'm diving deeper, baby. Backstroke it through your secrets, lady. Don't worry, I can keep them, babe. You never cease to amaze me. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Children from practicing making children, all up on this table wildin'. You're like homemade potato salad, thinking you're so juicy, baby. You got me double scooping crazy. Listen, you are the reason for the shooting stars. Cause that was an angel trying to get to where you are. They're killing themselves to leave their priestly post for you. They're risking it all to come to earth and be close to you. They like, where would I be without you?
Right? Nathaniel Starr in the house. I'm just dropping this stuff.
Yeah. David's throwing Facebook around.
I know. I can't control myself.
You don't know what he's doing. Like, anyway. Yeah. That. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm good.
Turned it off.
I didn't turn it off. Did I turn it off? Oh, no.
He turned it off. I don't know what he's doing with Facebook.
No, it's still. Anyway. No, resume.
So.
We're back.
As y'all can hear, this music is the bomb.
Oh, thank you.
It is the bomb.
Thank you.
Les is going to need a new chair.
Oh, my. You're terrible. All right. All right, sorry. We're going to do a drop. Les, do a switch chair. We got to do a commercial. We'll be right back. This is Home Grown.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Drop!
This is local author Katie Baldwin, and you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art. On 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
51 minutes past the hour, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. We got Nathaniel Starr
in the building.
Still talking about old stuff called Crack, that old album, talking about Kaleidoscope, that new album, but it's kind of like all still the same because it's all this year. But I want to ask you a question, and this kind of pertains to like kind of how music is being put out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming, fast-paced, I don't like mentioning the word Kanye anymore, but but it's like he's collaborating with artists. He's putting out an album like every month. You see, like, you know, the Carters did it with the Night album track. Mm-hmm. You see, like, these 7-track EPs,
yeah,
if you will. It's kind of going back to the 70s with the 8-track, but instead it's just like compressed albums of music being put. The reason that I say that is because you just said you put out like 2 albums in like a few months and you have all of this music in your mind. And I'm not saying that it's like fast food, and I'm not saying that it's like microwaved or anything. But what I'm saying is that there is a quickening of pace in the way that music is exposed to the people.
Yeah.
And is that coming from just urgency in your mind, or is it coming from like just an artistic flow? Like, I gotta get this stuff out because it's coming so fast.
Now, are you speaking about me or?
I'm speaking about you, brother. I'm speaking about you. I mean, I know what everybody else is doing, but I'm speaking about you because it sounds like you're coming out with stuff pretty quick, like everybody else. So I just want to know where that impetus is coming from.
Man, you know, like so music to me, man, is like it's like breathing, man. So we breathe all day, every day that we're alive. So to make a song to me isn't difficult. So I've spoken with lots of people, and they say that their creative process takes a little bit longer than mine. I can generally have a song from beginning to end done in about 2 hours. Everything, harmonies arranged, everything. So it's not like I'm trying to push anything out. That's just how just how I move. That's how I create. So
and seriously, guys, I mean, the harmonies on this are amazing. Like, every single track that I've heard, there's either 4 or 5 part harmonies, and you laid all of those yourself, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
This brother is
just, I'm like angry homemade right now R&B. Somebody's that talented.
Like, this dude said music is like breathing.
I know.
He just jumped out the Luke Cage soundtrack.
Oh, man.
This dude is real. No, but for real, like, you, this is all self-produced. This is all by yourself.
Well, I got to be clear.
I mean,
the production is from Vintage Beats with Soul.
Thank you.
And his turnover is just like that. So it's kind of funny. He was at my house yesterday. We were in the studio, and while he's there, you know, in about an hour, he's made, you know, several beats. So his turnover for making music is, you know, like that.
Right.
Wow.
And
right.
He'll send it to me, and I'll do what I do. And, you know, so that's why we're able to work on like 12 albums at the same time.
Wow.
All themed, all different.
Mm-hmm.
It's and you know, so together we're Ubuntu Sound, man. So acronym US. So
yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So this performance is with Kinfolk. You're doing an album with Kinfolk. You're doing a collection of music with the band Kinfolk.
No, so
or is this just a separate performance?
So Kinfolk is the band, and I have played with each of the members in the band in some frame or fashion in the past. So it's people that I'm close to that I want to share the musical live experience with, man, and so. That, you know, when Nathaniel Starr does a show, Kinfolk does a show.
Yeah.
What's next?
October 6th, man. October 6th is the actual show at the Front Porch. Mm-hmm. People can get tickets, frontporchseville.org. After that, you know, we'll see as far as live performances go, man. But like I said, it's a ton of music.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
want to... Where can I go? Where can I go to download
his music?
All of this music?
Okay, so... So most of the things are available on every digital outlet. So like iTunes,
Spotify,
everything. But if you want to get like the close personal stuff, my Bandcamp page.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a couple of things on there that I haven't put on, for the world per se. Bandcamp.NathanielStarr.com is another place. Yeah, I know it's a lot to.
No. But
we want all the info.
Yeah, send us all the info. We'll put it up on the homegrown page after the show.
Yeah.
We'll let people know where everybody can catch every piece of Nathaniel Starr music.
And you are truly a homegrown artist. You know, you
Seville
born and raised here.
South First Street.
That's right. So we want to make sure that people, you know, get a chance to hear this music and get to know you because you know you are an amazing. Talented artist.
Thank you.
So we want to get that out.
Please.
I appreciate it.
Go check this dude out. Nathaniel Starr with Kinfolk, October 6th, Front Porch Roots Music School. I will be there. I know Leslie's going to be there because she has to be. She's doing a number.
Right.
So, yeah, that's amazing. So, nothing else, right?
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Leslie's too raspy to rant, so we're just going to call it a day. I'm sure she's not too raspy to rant, but I'm sure she is tired.
Oh, I could rant. I just, you know, I have rehearsal at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, not have a voice.
Me at 2.
Yeah.
So it's like, it is what it is. It's supposedly, it's play season. I guess what it is. We'd like to thank our guests, Esther Poveda, Alethea Lopez Opere.
There you go.
And Lillian Feitosa and Nathaniel Starr for coming onto the show. Stay tuned. Sunday morning wake up call, surprise guests, live show. It's going to be crazy.
We love y'all.
Love y'all. Love you, Leslie.
Love you, David.
Love you, Clinton.
Love you, Clinton.
Y'all have a good week. I'll see y'all next Sunday. We'll see y'all next Sunday. And y'all take it easy. Peace.
Peace. This has been Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. Our opening music is from Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music was by Positive Collective. This last piece is Genius by Nathaniel Starr. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine lisping law firm of Tuchterman, Overman, Munson & Burke. Legal services that wrap around you like a thong. Coming up next, it's the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with your host, Rick Moore. We'll see you next week. Peace. And if they don't eat, they'll make sure they wedge something in between. All our people, are you listening? Cause you really need to know. Black excellence. Everybody wants their piece of the pie when you're a genius. And if they don't eat, they'll make sure they wedge something in between us. Everybody wants their piece of the pie when you're a genius. And if they don't eat, they'll make sure they wedge something in between us. See, when I get this feeling, I need intellectual healing. Intellectual healing. And it's good for me. And if you're thinking about being my brother, it don't matter if you're black or white. So good to me. Everybody wants their piece of the pie. Everybody wants their piece of the pie. And if they don't eat, they'll make sure they wedge something in between. There is no deeper love. There is no deeper love. That's what they know. That's what they know. Trust me, they know. There is no deeper love. You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.